4. Teaching about the Father. While sojourning at Amathus, Jesus spent much time with the apostles, instructing them in the new concept of God. Again and again did he impress upon them that God is a Father, not a great and supreme bookkeeper, who is chiefly engaged in making damaging entries against his erring children on earth, recordings of sin and evil to be used against them when he subsequently sits in judgment upon them as the just judge of all creation. The Jews had long conceived of God as a king over all, even as a father of the nation, but never before had large numbers of mortal men held the idea of God as a loving father of the individual. In answer to Thomas's question, "Who is this God of the kingdom?" Jesus replied, "God is your Father, and religion, my gospel, is nothing more nor less than the believing recognition of the truth that you are his son. And I am here among you in the flesh to make clear both of these ideas in my life and teachings." Jesus also sought to free the minds of his apostles from the idea of offering animal sacrifices as a religious duty. But these men, trained in the religion of the daily sacrifice, were slow to comprehend what he meant. Nevertheless, the Master did not grow weary in his teaching. When he failed to reach the minds of all the apostles by means of one illustration, he would restate his message and employ another type of parable for purposes of illumination. At this time, Jesus began to teach the 12 more fully concerning their mission to comfort the afflicted and minister to the sick. The Master taught them much about the whole man, the union of body, mind, and spirit to form the individual man or woman. Jesus told his associates about the 3 forms of affliction they would meet, and went on to explain how they should minister to all who suffer the sorrows of human sickness. He taught them to recognize 1. Diseases of the flesh, those afflictions commonly regarded as physical sickness. 2. Troubled minds, those non-physical afflictions which were subsequently looked upon as emotional and mental difficulties and disturbances. 3. The possession of evil spirits. Jesus explained to his apostles on several occasions the nature and something concerning the origin of these evil spirits, in that day often also called unclean spirits. The Master well knew the difference between the possession of evil spirits and insanity, but the apostles did not. Neither was it possible, in view of their limited knowledge of the early history of Urantia, for Jesus to undertake to make this matter fully understandable. But he many times said to them, alluding to these evil spirits, "They shall no more molest men when I shall have ascended to my Father in heaven, and after I shall have poured out my Spirit upon all flesh, in those times when the kingdom will come in great power and spiritual glory." From week to week, and from month to month, throughout this entire year, the apostles paid more and more attention to the healing ministry of the sick.